Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Back to Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Wrestling It Factor is back in the house. Yes, we have our co-host with us, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, welcome back. Good to be back on the Wrestling It Factor.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all have been waiting for our special guest. He is the king of pop, Santana Jackson.
Hey, how's it going?
We doing good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. Yes, how long have you been a Michael Jackson impersonator entertainer for?
I'm going off 15 years. Been loving Michael Jackson's music as entertaining since I was like 6 years old.
Wow. Yes. Have you ever met any of the Jackson family?
No. The only person I've ever met when I was starting off, I used to work on a strip. I met Tito, and I was like doing like street performing, and kind of moonwalked into him, kind of gave me a hug, said hey, and he loved what I was doing, and I think that was the only one I've ever met so far.
Awesome, yes. Yes, Teal's the man. He definitely cool, basically. Yes.
He's a real cool guy.
Yes. And what got you into the wrestling business?
Well, I've been a big wrestling fan since I was a little kid. I mean, I loved Michael Jackson, also loved wrestling, so I was really physical. I always did a lot of athletic stuff, and wrestling was one of my favorite things to do. And at the time, I couldn't afford to do it, but moved out here to Vegas, and now I'm able to take some classes and work on my art and kind of mix two worlds in one.
Awesome. Definitely. Yes, Michael Jackson has a huge impact on the pro wrestling business itself also, with wrestlers also moonwalking to Michael Jackson, like Michael P.S. Hayes, Scotty Too Hotty, others like Human Tornado, and we forgot this indie wrestler from Germany also idolized Michael Jackson. You've seen him at the Cruiserweight Classic a year ago. He's definitely a good talent also.
And Carmella.
Carmella's
moonwalk. Dude, and it has been a catchphrase.
She's all right. I give her. She's all right. I think I could teach you a little more on the moonwalk, though.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
I have to have a question. How you come up with the moonwalk DDT?
Man, I'm just a creative dude. I sit at the house, and I just think of, you know, I think of wrestling, I think of dancing. So I was like, okay, how can I mix these two? And, you know, Michael Jackson's iconic move was the moonwalk. So I was like, you know what? I wonder if I can make that into a wrestling move. So I'm actually working on different ways of, you know, pulling off the moonwalk DDT. But, yeah, no, it's actually, it came together pretty cool when I first tried it out. I was like, okay, well, this is it. This is basically a little step of it. I did it at home with like a punching bag, just kind of practicing with it to figure out how I was going to do it and create it. But, man, it took a little bit, but I kind of came up with something. I got some more stuff I haven't even put out yet. So,
yeah, I know. Awesome. When the first time I saw it, was pretty good. It was pretty amazing. It was pretty cool when I first saw it. I gotta admit, it was, because there's so many different variations of DDT and everything, you know. But like, most of the time, most DDTs, they just straightforward, like Scorpion Death Drop, you know, which is a reverse DDT. You know, even Flow DDT by Raven, it's just a straightforward. You add no style to it and everything, which is different, and it stands out, which is a good thing.
It was definitely fun to do, I'll tell you that. It stuck out. You know, everyone really appreciated it. A lot of people gave me a lot of feedback on it. I wasn't expecting it to get, you know, to go that crazy with it. It was just, you know, something I wanted to do. I thought it was fun. And I guess everybody else thought it was fun, too, so.
Right. Yeah, definitely, along with the MJ elbow, definitely.
Oh, the King of Pop elbow drop. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got another one. I got the sideways clothesline. I'm working on on my footwork for that. And I got some cool things I'm trying to put together. Like, I got a Beat It routine that I'm going to do with the people when I'm wrestling with them. It's funny. You'll see it. It should be out there soon, hopefully.
What was it like to be on Impact Wrestling, your video for trying to win Scarlett Bordeaux as the new manager?
Oh, that was fun. No, that was real fun. It was really nice. She's very sweet, real cool to meet her. You know, I just had to put something together to show, you know, I've heard a lot, all the talent that's been sent in her videos, and I was like, you know, I got real talent, so... It's like, here's some talent for you, you know, someone that can actually represent you the right way.
Yeah,
and it was
awesome.
Fun. Impact was really cool. Impact gave me an opportunity to do something that, you know, hopefully when they come back, I got some more stuff. I became cool with Rich Swann, so he's been talking to me here and there about some moves and stuff, so hopefully I can work with him here in the future.
Yes. Definitely was a good show in Vegas right there, Impact Wrestling right there. And
it was a great
now,
show.
Right, definitely. Yeah, Scarlett Bordeaux is more compared now to, like, the new generation of Sunny.
She's more, yeah.
Scarlett Bordeaux is just a better wrestler than this. And I don't think Sunny could ever really wrestle. I don't remember her being any actual wrestler that Scarlett Bordeaux could actually wrestle. She could do the Canadian Destroyer, you know, on men.
Yeah.
You know, look. Yes, she can. You know, and talk about it.
No, she's excellent. I watched her in-ring skills are excellent. Like, she's getting up there. She's going to make it harder for everybody else to catch up to her. Yes.
So, out of all of Michael Jackson's era, you know, what's your favorite Michael Jackson? We was the Jackson 5, the Off the Wall, the Thriller, the Bad era. Which one do you like?
I love them all, to be honest. I like all the music, you know, it all came from each era. I mean, I danced to each and every one of them songs. So, I mean, my era right now, I do the Dangerous era. So I guess that's my era. When he had, like, the long hair and he's popping out for jam upstage and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's more me. But, of course,
yes,
I love the Jackson 5, too. That was one of my favorites.
Yes, as we have seen so many Michael Jackson impersonators, even there's one also in Baltimore also made a big name for himself from YouTube ever since they had the Baltimore riots of 2015, and he was a dancer to Michael Jackson, "I Don't Care About Us," in the streets while police blocking off the area of the riots. That was one of the best YouTube things going viral also, along with yours currently.
Oh, that's cool. No, I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to look into it after this now.
Yes.
What things have you encountered negatively since you've been doing this Michael Jackson thing in pro wrestling? I would imagine that, you know, most people will be in your corner because it's an American icon. He's a world icon in wrestling, so it's like best of both worlds and everything. So have you ever encountered any, like naysayers?
Well, you have some people that just say, you know, leave him be, you know, let Michael rest, or, you know, I got some people talking bad, but, you know, there's other people that just love it. They love the whole action. They love the whole ideal of it. They're like, oh, this is awesome. You're just keeping Michael alive. I get more good feedback than I get negative.
That's
so a lot
good.
Of people really do enjoy it.
Yes, Michael Jackson actually was the true legend, the true icon. There will never be no one like him. And you know, the only thing is Michael Jackson, he basically distrusts most of the mainstream media for years also. And they was trying to basically kind of bully him and trying to turn him down. But it didn't never.
Yeah, they knew he was
sensitive.
They
something.
Just tried to get to him. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
He's a very sensitive soul, and they knew they can get to him and mess with him, talking all this nonsense.
Right.
But nah, Michael was a real good guy, real cool guy. I heard a number of good things about him. I've worked with a lot of different people that worked for him or worked with him, and they've always gave me great, you know, great feedback about him and how kind he was, you know, how funny he was, and just a cool guy.
Right, and he definitely wrote back to his fan base also. His over the years, he definitely wrote back to him, to his fans.
Well, absolutely, it's all about the fans. You know, if it wasn't for the fans, you wouldn't get where you are. You know, so you gotta, you know, stay humble and appreciate what you get. You know, Michael, I believe he was the same way. He appreciated everything. He was still humble, and you know, he couldn't get out and do as much stuff as we can, but he still enjoyed, you know, every bit of it. You know, I think he did.
Right.
How far do you want to go with Michael, or with doing Michael Jackson in wrestling? I mean, can you picture yourself being like world champion, or even better, bringing like someone along bring someone along, you know, to be a tag team with, like an intergender Kendall, a woman like Diana Ross or something. You know,
she ought to bring somebody, Diana Ross, a Prince impersonator, you know, somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking some cool ideas. No, I definitely want to keep going as far as I can with it. I don't know how far I can go, but, you know, if I can't stay in the makeup as Michael, I can always continue doing what I do as Michael with the same dance steps and moves I already pull off. And, you know, without makeup, I still kind of have his resemblance, so I kind of keep the look.
Because you already have this glove. I mean, I saw the match where you use the glove, you know, the white glove, you know, which is good. I like that.
Oh, the glove, the white glove. I had to keep the glove on.
Yeah.
Got to keep the glove on. I was like, yeah, because that's the power right there. It's going to come from that hand right there.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the glove.
The glove,
and
then eventually I'll get a monkey. I'll have Bubbles soon.
That was when I actually going to bring Bubbles. I wanted to say actually something about Bubbles, but I didn't want to be disrespectful because Michael Jackson got unjustly criticized for having Bubbles. But I was going to, you know, I was going to ask you if you was going to bring, like, you know, like something, you know, something into the to the wrestling world, an animal to the wrestling, like Bubbles. Like British Bulldog had Matilda. The British Bulldog had Matilda. You know, Jada Snake had Damien, you know, the snake. So would you be open to bringing in, you know, something like Bubbles or a little stuff?
I don't know. I got a chihuahua over here that, you know, I named Blanket. So, you know, he might be the one to come out to the ring with me one day. He likes to yell and bark, so I think it'd be perfect for him.
Well, you definitely have Michael Jackson yell, hee-hee. You know, I can't do it perfectly, but I like how you do it. You sound so much like him. Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Oh, I love it, man. It's fun to do.
Come on.
Now, which wrestlers did you like when you were growing up?
I always loved, like, The Rock. I always liked his style, you know. The way he moved in the ring, the way he jumped off the ground on his feet, ready to lay the smacker down on some Rudy Poo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got the eyebrow raising. I got the whole thing down. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go up to be The Rock one day. And I was like, yeah, maybe not. But, you know, I always felt The Rock. The Rock and Triple H, for sure.
Well, yeah, the game. I mean, the Attitude Era was a good era. I re-watched The Rock's promos during that era. I mean, all of them were good and everything. All of them were good.
Triple H, I love the game.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about wrestling today? You think wrestling today has gotten better, has gotten worse, or is just different all around? Not bad or worse.
It's changing up. It's just, you know, it's... You got younger cats coming in with more ideas, just like, you know, myself, you know, coming up with different things they can do and pull off in the ring and just catch your eyes and, you know, keep you more entertained. You know, it's about entertaining everyone and pulling off the best match you can. So, I mean, I do see it getting a lot better. Everyone's increasing their game and, you know, stepped up a lot. A lot of guys I work with in the class I go to at the FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling, they, these kids I've seen when they first started, these guys are just getting better and better, and I'm seeing them on Impact Wrestling and claiming titles. These guys are doing great.
And one big thing that's really working is that I'm seeing a lot of hardcore wrestling fans like Wayne and myself. They're going leaning towards more the independence where you're wrestling at, and that's because what you have and other wrestlers in independence have, they have that big heart and they just want to go out and just do what they do best. But you don't have anybody telling you what to do. You don't have any like, bogus saying this and that. I respect that you're able to do your thing and people are catching on to what you do, starting to see what you do. I really respect that because independence really is where it's at for me anyway and for Wayne.
Yeah, I love independent. The independent wrestling is where it's at for a lot of people. You know, you want to see some stars get their shine on before they get into the limelight or into the, you know, the main – wrestling federations. But yeah, man, independent places where it's at. I see a lot of the great actors out there flipping, and these guys do great work.
And most people agree you're more entertaining than Monday Night Raw has been for the past 2 weeks. I mean, it just has been really, yeah, yucky. You know, watch what you do. I get more entertained than watching Monday Night Raw, hands down.
I'm sorry.
I was more entertained watching you do your thing in the ring than watching Monday Night Raw.
Oh man, thank you. That was awesome. No, I tell you, the independent spot is like, it's so fun. It's just so much new stuff there. You see so much, you know, so much. You're able to be more creative. You be able to be yourself and do what you want to do instead of being controlled. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even watched Monday Night Raw the past couple of weeks, but I've watched your video twice. Of you wrestling, you know, against the Drake. Drake. You know, that's better.
Oh, yeah, Drake Jarrell, he gave me a great match. He was an awesome competitor. He definitely knows what he's doing in there. I was like the newcomer. And he brought it to me, but you don't have to. I brought it back.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And what was like working with her, teaming with the Hurricane also?
Oh, that was cool. He's such a cool guy. That was just like really cool to be able to do something with him in the ring. You know, he come out there and saving the day. But no, it was cool to be there. I was basically his cheerleader for the night. You know, but no, it was cool. No, it was real cool. These guys are taking me in. They're being really cool about, you know, letting me be part of them, and you know, not looking at me, you know, awkward, like, oh, you're some kind of Michael guy. No, they're like, welcome to the family. So, no, it's really cool.
Awesome. And I did hear stories about Hurricane and that Michael Jackson did attend a few, or a few of his brothers attended lady house shows in the past and stuff, and Hurricane did things for the for Michael Jackson charities also at the Neverland also in the past.
Oh yeah, Michael was a big wrestling fan as well. A lot
didn't
know that. He actually was a fan of wrestling, Michael. He did like it. Had a lot of people tell me that too themselves. They're like, yeah, he loved wrestling. You know, he's met a lot of different wrestlers, but
I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah, he actually did like wrestling. So that I was surprised when I found that out myself. I was like, oh, so I'm doing the right thing.
All that I knew about Michael Bay, that he was a basketball fan. I knew that. But in the wrestling, I thought I take my respect to him to another level now. Since he was a wrestling fan. Like, wow, that's pretty good.
Michael was an entertainer. He loved entertainment, and that was just entertaining, you know. And
mm-hmm.
He can feel it. He could see it. He gets what's going on. You know, he gets the, you know, the violent stuff, but you know, he knows, he's watched. He liked it.
Mm-hmm.
He was like us. You know, he was just like us.
Yeah, so he's like all the entertainment, all the sports, and everything emulated Michael Jackson. From football, boxing, down to MMA and everything, they follow Michael Jackson, basically.
He's an icon. He did a lot of big things, and, you know, he made a big name for himself. A lot of charities and, you know, just work. He worked really hard. You know, that's basically what we all try to do here, trying to work hard and get there.
Yes. And they were saying that his son Blanket now I think his name is B he called BG I think.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, but it seemed like that he's gonna I heard that he's very talented in the for music also, I heard.
Yeah, he stays, I hear he stays kind of secluded from everything, so he kind of he might actually be something really good with music. I could see him doing something with it, absolutely. I haven't heard anything personally, but you know, with your dad being Michael Jackson, I'm sure you have some kind of talent behind you.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yep, including Michael Jackson's also protege from Europe, also that's Omar Brietti, also that's a family friend of Michael Jackson, also.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
also
I know,
talented.
I know. Yeah, I hear his music as well. He's also done a couple of remixes to Michael's music. Yeah, he's actually really talented. I haven't seen him dance too much, but you know, I'm a dancer. I'm get critical.
Right.
I'm like, you better dance like Michael, or you better bring it.
Yes.
I've seen you perform Billie Jean. You know, my name's Billie Jean, and you know, songs like Thriller. If you had bring five songs you'd like to dance to, you know, perform, you know, in a ring, you know, or Michael Jackson, what five songs would it be?
Well, Billie Jean would be the last one. I would do Wanna Be Starting Some to open the show up, you know, to get everybody
mm-hmm.
excited. Work my way into something like maybe Beat It. Perform a little Thriller because everybody loves Thriller. And you know, like the jam or Upbeat, Get Down. And then, of course, Billie Jean, I'll have to do that with a little silhouette light going on and put on that full hat, you know, the whole,
yeah,
that full Michael feeling.
I do like Thriller. Thriller is like most famous music video of all time. You know, I like Thriller. But I have to admit, of all Michael Jackson songs, I like Bad, you know, Dirty Diana, Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
But my
yep.
my all time favorite Michael Jackson song is what he did with the Jackson 5. It's called Who's Loving You.
Yeah.
My all time favorite one, because I love blues. That got kind of a blues feel to it. I mean, he poured his heart out into that song. He was only maybe 16? But he was even 16 at the time.
No, he was like, 13 maybe?
Yeah, 13 or 14. I'm like, man. He was just oozing
Michael had soul.
Yep.
He had soul. That's like Whitney Houston, you know, the soul. You can feel the soul in them when they start to sing and they
mm-hmm.
start belching it out. You're like, whoa. Michael, to be so young and to push it out. You're like, wow. That's what part really caught you.
Yeah.
Right. And even during that time when he was young, he had other groups that was like that was compared to Michael Jackson, like the Osbournes and the Silvers. Yeah.
No, there's no one like the Jacksons. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no voices like those voices. You know each voice when you hear it. Especially Michael's in the background.
Right.
Just
When you were growing up watching wrestling, what were your favorite wrestling moves?
My favorite wrestling moves? I used to love the Rock Bottom and then, of course, the People's Elbow. But, that's a set. So for my next set would have been, who was it? I want to say it's Kane with the choke slam. And of course, Triple H with the pedigree. I got so many favorites. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Rock. Like I said, the Rock was my favorite growing up, so I would definitely be at the Rock Bottom into the People's Elbow for sure. That's kind of where my King of Pop elbow drop comes from, kind of like the Rock's elbow drop. So I kind of run side to side. And do the same thing, but I just go across the body with a dance move, then I hit the ropes, and then stop for the elbow drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a little love towards the Rock's way. You know, hey, thank you. Here goes the elbow.
So did you go to any wrestling matches when you were younger? Did you, like, go to any house shows or been to, like, any, like, a Raw or SmackDown?
I've been to a Raw before and, when I was younger with my mom in New York at the Madison Square Gardens, I believe. We went out there. That's my first time watching wrestling. I was like, yeah. And I became a big wrestling fan. And, you know, I got a little brother, so I got to practice all the moves I watched on TV. He's okay, I promise.
Awesome.
No, that I'm the kid that used to pull the beds off, you know, and get all the beds in the living room and start wrestling. Mom come home like, why is my bed on the floor? All right, Blanket. Wonderful.
Yes, can you tell me about meeting Kid from Kid and Play?
Oh, yeah, that was a cool guy. He came out to the show. I work at the Stratosphere at MJ Live, and he came and watched the show, and right after the show, I got to meet him in the hallway, and we just kicked it immediately. Like, we just bonded, got real cool right away, and, you know, we wound up doing the Kid and Play dance step. You know, he was real cool, humble guy, you know, from New York, so I'm from New York originally, so we kind of bonded on that point, and invited me to his show. I've been to his show. I love the 80s. I love the 90s. It was at Paris. It had, like, Salt and Pepper, with Sugar Ray. It had Mark from Sugar Ray. It had Kid and Play, of course. And it was a great show. It was real fun to watch, and it's cool to meet everybody and see everybody right after, and kind of made me feel like I was important.
Yeah, that dance, basically. That Kid and Play dance.
That's what it is, too. I did it as Michael with him, so that's kind of fun. I'm just finished posting that up, so.
That's, and can you plug any of your upcoming shows or wrestling shows or any other appearances?
I'll be at MJ Live, my normal nights there. We're 7 days a week at MJ Live at the Stratosphere. You know, I work Fridays and Saturday nights. You guys can always catch me then. If not, with the FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling, just stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen with them. I'm working on some stuff with them here soon, so I'll be definitely posting that up. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Santana.Jackson7 on Instagram, Santana Jackson on Facebook. And you'll be able to keep up with me. I post things daily and just kind of let everybody know what's going on and let them up with me.
Awesome. Yes, Santana Jackson, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. This is really cool. I mean, I love every bit of this. I'd love to be a part of it.
Yes. Yes.
Long live the king.
Yes, this show, reach out to all indie wrestlers, and it's been a good luck charm for them to go on bigger paths, and we could be seeing you on mainstream TV soon. You never know.
Never know. You know, keep your fingers crossed. I'm hoping.
Yes. All right. You have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Good night, sir.
Hey, thanks again for having me. Many blessings to you all. And a
yes, same.
All right, good night, sir.
Same to you. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the King of Pop, pro wrestler Santana Jackson. If you want to find this archive, it's at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on Facebook at WrestlingXFactorRadio/XFactorEntertainmentRadio. This is Wayne Benitez and Tommy Two Chips signing off. Later.